This podcast is one of a series co-sponsored by CPA Practice Advisor and Sage, focusing on their list of the top 40 accounting professionals who are under 40 years old. For more on this list, please visit cpapracticeadvisor.com/40u40-2017. Welcome to the Sage Advice Podcast, energizing business builders around the world through the imagination of our people and the power of technology. Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ed Kless, and with me today is Hector Garcia. Hector is the founder of Quick Bookkeeping, and he is a passionate accountant and YouTuber. Hector has earned 3 postgraduate degrees, each strengthening his career in the fields of accounting, finance, and taxation. His passion comes from his own career in which he's applied a personal philosophy of continuous learning. Welcome to the Sage Advice Podcast, Hector Garcia.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me. The honor's mine.
Well, first off, tell our audience a little bit more about yourself and your company, Quick Bookkeeping.
Sure. I founded Quick Bookkeeping 9 years ago when I used to work in banking, actually. At the time, I had just finished my master's in finance degree, and I thought I was, really good at numbers, and the bank itself taught me a lot about financial statement analysis. But it was a pattern in which almost every single loan request had really disorganized financial statements. And us asking the small business owners, hey, can we get some good financial statements? Can we get some updated financial statements? There was always a problem because there was a delay over at the accountant's end. And I did that for 3 years, and I saw over and over and over a need. So I decided to leave bank and start a company called Quick Bookkeeping, where our job was to do the bookkeeping work, produce financial statements, and do them fast for folks that needed to ask for loans or turn in financial statements in one shape, way, or form. So that's basically how I ended up going from banking into accounting. And then, then I became a CPA afterwards. Although I don't do a lot of that traditional CPA work, my passion really is on helping small business owners do their books, do them fast, do them accurate, and learn how to trust the numbers so they can make a better decision for their business.
And why is that, Hector? What's your why?
Well, one of my whys is it's one of my personal issues, which is I don't think I take enough vacations. And when I tell my clients, small business owners, about that issue, it pretty much resonates. And they say, yep, we are exactly on the same boat. But not only that, when they take a vacation, when I take a vacation, I know my biggest issue, in that very rare case that I do take a vacation, I don't disconnect. I take my computer, I take my phone, whatever. And what ends up happening is that, entrepreneurs not only need to be passionate about growing their business, but they also need to be passionate about enjoying the fruits of their labor. So my why is to help me produce enough money, between the work that I do and my team does, so that I can take vacations and I can disconnect, and also help my small business clients do the same thing. I mean, the how is a little bit more complicated than that, but that is my why, helping myself and my clients take more vacations and disconnecting during them.
And you have a concept that I'd really like to have a conversation with you about and expand on. What is YouTube economics, and why is it important?
So I learned about 5 years ago that a lot of professional practitioners, folks that work with their hands or with their brain. And when I say with their hands, I'm not talking about the traditional industrial labor. I'm talking about sort of like craftsmen. And although I don't do anything with my hands other than typing on the computer and doing data entry, I do consider myself a master of my craft of accounting, bookkeeping, QuickBooks consulting, that sort of thing. And these folks, the folks that were good at what they did or wanted to commit themselves to be great at what they did was started to document their entire process, what they did, how they did it in video format, and they were putting it in YouTube. What ended up happening over time is that folks that were attracted to that particular content started subscribing to those channels and watching. And when advertisers started noticing that some YouTubers have the capacity to draw more views than some of the highest paid shows. And I don't want to say the Super Bowl, but there are YouTube commercials that have been played more times than in an actual Super Bowl commercial. And when people started noticing the amount of crowds that had their eyes on YouTube watching content, I think a lot of advertising started shifting. And Google, and with all its might, they were extremely innovative on how they shared that with the creators. So there's a whole slew of folks that actually live off YouTube. What's what I call YouTube economics. They create content. They create content. They build an audience, and then advertisers come in into their channel. They put ads at the beginning, middle, end of the video, and then YouTube actually splits that economy with the users. So YouTube economics is not only the act of creating content and having your own quote unquote TV channel in YouTube that people advertise in. It's also a place where you share what you do and how you do it. And if you do it right, if you have the right amount of content being shared for free with nothing, with no retribution, you know, required, and also at the same time have a really good strong pitch on what you do, this is how you get really high quality customers. So now, instead of spending any money in marketing in a traditional sense, I spend all my resources creating high quality content in YouTube. And that's where 80% of my new leads are coming from my YouTube videos, actually.
And do you think this is within the purview of all professionals, or does it take someone special who has a talent for being in front of the camera?
You know, I think there are people that are more talented in front of the camera than others, but also it's a talent that you can develop. I mean, you can just simply practice. All you're doing is talking to the camera the same way you talk to other people. If you're good at talking to your customers, whatever industry you're in, if you're good at talking to your customers, and through that speech, you explain what you do, how you do it, and why you do it, even if you're giving it away up front, if you do that well already in the real world, there should be no reason why you couldn't do it in front of a camera or in front of your computer, a webcam, or a phone. So it's not just a camera from a TV studio sense. It could be any sort of video that you have on a laptop or on a phone, which is at the most cases, you know, as high quality as some of these high-end video cameras.
And our exit question here at the Sage Advice Podcast, Hector, is who is a hero of yours and why are they a hero?
I have many heroes. I'm going to mention my dad and my grandfather because they had huge influences on who I am as a person. Lately, I would say from the last 6 to 5 years, it's been Ron Baker, somebody that you know really well, for two reasons. One, he shares everything he knows, extremely generous with his time and his knowledge. And two, he actually impacts others. Now, I want to tell you a different hero, a new hero that I have. It's Peter Drucker. For some reason, I started reading his books about a year ago till now, and I'm starting to really understand what a visionary and the amount of stuff that you learn from his books pretty much is timeless. So between lately for, you know, as an accountant, as a business consultant, I would say Peter Drucker dead, Ron Baker alive. May he live forever. My other hero.
And lastly, Hector, how can somebody get a hold of you?
Sure. I have a website, hectorgarcia.com. There's links to my videos. There's linked to my email. You can also email me directly. I'm pretty good at answering emails. At hector@garciacpa.com. So hectorgarcia.com website, email hector@garciacpa.com.
Hector Garcia, founder of Quick Bookkeeping, thanks for being a guest on the Sage Advice Podcast.
Thank you, Ed.
Subscribe and review this podcast at na.sage.com/iTunes.